The following is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. This is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Each patient carries his own doctor within him. They come to us knowing this truth. We are at our best when they give the doctor who resides in each patient a chance to go to work. Dr. Albert Schweitzer said that. Hi, it's Casey. Today we shine on with various ways to get to know your inner physician, including with yoga and meditation. You'll have a chance to pick up some great books too. And vacation season is near. Wouldn't it be great to take your yoga practice with you when you go away? That's exactly Phoebe Miller's intent with her creation, NomadAlwaysAtHome.com.
Because I travel a lot, and that's one of my loves and passions, and I wanted to continue my practice. So I was going online, and I wasn't quite feeling, I was feeling disjointed. I wanted my teacher to come into my home.
We will talk to Phoebe about her online yoga studio, her summer solstice sun salutes on the Hudson, and her appearance at Mayfest Music, Art, and Yoga next weekend in Cold Spring. That's all on the way. First, meet a very interesting doctor. He grew up in an Ayurvedic health practice in Sri Lanka, yet chiropractor, yoga instructor, and cardiologist are part of his pedigree now. Second Opinion is the new book by Dr. Radha Gopalan, a man with a very interesting story.
You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a doctor. But since I grew up in Ayurvedic tradition, and I grew up seeing Ayurvedic physicians, I think that prompted me. But however, it's my uncle, who is an ear, nose, and throat surgeon in Singapore, who kind of motivated me to become a Western doctor, because I was in awe looking at him. So I started my medical school in Sri Lanka, and 3 years into medical school, they closed down the medical school because of the civil unrest in that country, and I was stuck. And I heard about this rheumatologist, who is a rheumatologist, meaning one of the internal medicine specialties, who gave up his practice and was practicing only acupuncture and was running a international university to train people in acupuncture. I didn't believe in acupuncture, even though I grew up in Ayurvedic tradition. They both have nothing to do with each other. One came from India, the other one came from China. But I wanted to see how he was cheating patients, and you know, I didn't believe acupuncture worked. So I joined the program to learn about acupuncture, mainly to see how they are, you know, sort of, I didn't believe in it. I was doubtful, and I wanted to see how they were, like, sort of cheating. But when I joined the program, I realized it worked 60% of the time. And my Ayurvedic tradition, growing up in the tradition, helped me understand the philosophy, the Chinese philosophy of yin and yang and the acupuncture. Then all of a sudden I realized, gee, I mean, this discipline does work, even though I couldn't explain how it works. In fact, I learned acupuncture and became an acupuncturist in the middle of my medical school before I was fully brainwashed with Western medicine. So I kind of had both sitting parallelly at the same time I was training to be a physician, which I think helped me to always keep an equipoised attention and focus on both Eastern and Western medicine.
I love this story. And now you are cardiologist, acupuncturist, and certified yoga instructor. This book, Second Opinion and Eight Deadly Diseases, is brilliant. It's Western medicine, Eastern medicine. You can look at both sides and also find your power in your illness, and all this together could save your life. How do you explain what this book gives people?
In one word, I think it empowers the patient. I mean, that was the major disappointment in the last 30 years of seeing patients. No matter how much I offered, we give in this country, in the United States, we give the best Western medicine that's available. And most of all, the Eastern medicine is available. No matter what the patients had, they kept coming back to us with the same problem. And the success of medicine is a very small proportion compared to the failure of medicine. And I kept asking myself, I'm not doing enough. There is something wrong. Because there are only three players: the patient, the doctors, and the healthcare system in which we are delivering medicines. One of the players is not doing the right thing. That's when I realized, and especially when I had my own heart attack, I realized it has nothing to do with the medicine that I'm using. It has something to do with myself. I am doing something that is not right. For example, I was a cardiologist. I was a yoga practitioner. I started doing yoga when I was 17 years old, and I was regularly doing it. I was eating the every single recommendation I tell my patients what to eat and what not to eat. And I was exercising regularly. And I was getting acupuncture. Still, I had a heart attack. Now, where do you put the blame? It has to be with me.
That's what I was going to say. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to suggest where the blame should go. And how was it that you came to have a heart attack?
I couldn't explain myself. I was shocked. And, you know, the only risk factor I had, Casey, was that my father had a heart attack at the age of 53. Here I am at 44. I'm having it almost 10 years before him. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't have the usual risk factors that everybody talks about, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the waist-hip ratio, obesity. I had none of those. I didn't have diabetes. None of those risk factors. I never smoked. With the exception of the genetics, I didn't have anything else. And then I'm thinking, I have seen patients who had genetics and never had a heart attack. And I've seen patients who didn't have genetics and yet had a heart attack. The common factor is the person.
Right. So what were you doing wrong?
I was in a situation where I was in several conflicts at the workplace. I was in a workplace. I was directing a program in an institution where my wishes and goals were not aligned with what the institution's, and I really didn't want to be there. But I was sort of compelled to be there for the sake of my patients. Now, you can see how conflicting it is. It is like being in a marriage that you don't want to be in.
Right. So are we saying that stress was a factor here?
Stress, apparently, I would venture out to say, I wouldn't blame the stress. It's how I reacted to the stress. Stress is always there in the world. If you are living in this modern world, you have stress outside of you. But it's how you react to it, how you perceive the stress, how you handle the stress that makes a big difference. I didn't handle it well.
And now you've learned your lesson and you're being much healthier with your stress?
Absolutely. I know how to handle it. I'm much healthier than when I was in my 20s. My weight, my physique, my exercise capacity, my tolerance, endurance, everything has improved. Even when I was in my 20s, I wasn't like this. All that is because I changed the way I was. And I think that is where the key point is. The power within us
Right. Is
the key to making the best out of what the Western and Eastern medicine can do. And I, you know, in my book, I talk about 30-30-30-10 rule, which is, you know, Western medicine helps you approximately about 30% of the time. Eastern medicine will add another 30%. And another one-third comes from your power within you. And then there is always a chance. You know, if you live in this world, there is a certain amount is left for chance. You know, things happen in life. So that 10% is left to chance. If you want to reduce the chance, I look at patients who only use Western medicine. So they are using 30% of control with Western medicine, and they're leaving 70% to chance.
Right.
If you add Eastern medicine, you're controlling about 60% and leaving 40% to chance. But if you add the you power, the power within you, to these two, now you're at 90% in control, which is a much better art for you to be healthy than 30-70.
Dr. Radha Gopalan, I have a few copies of his book, Second Opinion. Let me know if you'd like one. Send me a quick email. kcradio@gmail.com. Coming up, a book to meditate with from Joanne Angel Barry, a trip to the chiropractor's table to heal your immune system, and a special treat for yogis on the move.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Hi, I'm Queen Latifah. My mom has always been my rock. She's stronger than anyone I've ever known. Growing up, when life got hard, her strength helped pull us through. And now, as she's managing heart failure, her strength once again shines.
The American Heart Association wants everyone to experience more of life's precious moments. 1 in 5 Americans will be diagnosed with heart failure, a serious life-threatening condition. But it doesn't have to steal your hope and strength.
To me, strength is hope. If I don't stay strong, it's like I'm giving up on hope. I have too much to live for. My family, my students, my friends, they're my reason for living a healthier, longer life. Together, we're rising above heart failure.
Learn simple changes you can make to help prevent, improve, or manage the condition at riseabovehf.org.
Hi, it's Casey. I met Phoebe Miller at our Day of Health and Happiness back in March, and I knew right away she was a gentle and generous spirit. You can meet her in 2 weeks at Mayfest.
music, art, and yoga at Surprise Lake Camp in Cold Spring, where she will be teaching a yoga class. And then join her June 21st for the Summer Solstice, where Phoebe will lead a collective of yoga studios in an outdoor yoga mala, 108 Sun Salutations, at Long Dock Park in Beacon. And consider joining Phoebe July 31st on a trip to do yoga in Costa Rica. All the details are at nomadalwaysathome.com.
Our mission at Nomad is to bring people new experiences, both on and off the mat, the yoga mat, and on and offline, so that they can live a fuller life with more joy, gratitude, confidence, and connection. We have an online studio where we have teachers from the Hudson Valley and around the world giving practices, tutorials, what we call Nomad Talk. So we talk about what's going on in our life and philosophy of not just yoga, but just of life, and to share with people and to help them live fuller lives. And I also organize yoga retreats, primarily in the States and right now in Central America, but we're expanding to Europe starting this fall, and community events. So I started a summer solstice series. We brought 13 studios together last year along the Hudson River. We practiced 108 sun salutations, and then we continued on to the summer and offered yoga classes outside in Beacon here at the Hudson River at Long Duck Park, and we'll be doing that again this year. So a little bit of everything.
And this membership of yours, so we go to NomadAlwaysAtHome.com, and we have packages of online videos so we can keep our yoga practice in our home, yes?
Yeah, so basically where it came from was because I travel a lot, and that's one of my loves and passions, and I wanted to continue my practice. So I was going online, and I was feeling disjointed. I wanted my teacher to come into my home. So that's kind of what I'm creating for all of us there at Nomad. And so teachers that you might have been practicing with in the studios here in the Hudson Valley, coming into your home. So we have 10 to 40 minute practices for all levels, physical practices, but also meditations, pranayama, which is breathing exercises, and like I said, Nomad Talk. So we have all sorts of levels, and whatever your interest is, whether it's the physical practice or more of the spirituality of it, we have something for everybody there. You can start 2 free weeks right off the bat and check it out and see what you like. We're also doing wonderful explorations too, where we did a 21-day gratitude exploration where we have a Facebook group. Anybody can go on that one. And we share our daily gratitude lists. So we have lots of wonderful things to help build our community here.
Wonderful.
On and offline.
So
yeah.
We get our yoga mats and we throw them down in front of the computer screen. That's the idea?
Yeah, exactly.
So then we are Nomad, our traveling yogis, always at home.
Yes.
I like it. I like it, Phoebe Miller.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times that you travel a lot. Which came first, the yoga or the traveling?
I think I've always been a traveler at heart, but yoga, I would say, was more present in my life. So just to tell you a brief little story of my life was 3 years ago, my father passed away very suddenly, and my husband of 15 years, he ended our relationship. So it was a horrible, horrible experience, and my whole life basically deconstructed that year. But it gave me this sense of freedom and to really examine and say, you know, okay, I have this freedom now. What do I want to do? And those were my two passions, was I wanted to travel more, and I wanted to practice and teach yoga. I had been teaching yoga for years already, and so that's kind of where Nomad was conceived, was those two passions coming together.
That's a wonderful story, and I'm grateful that you shared it, because a lot of people are going to connect with it. But you also have this innate joy, gratitude, confidence, and connection, and that's fabulous. And you do yoga, and that's fabulous, and you travel, and that's fabulous. But there's something beyond this, Phoebe. It's
yes.
You have a way of giving all of this to someone else. What's that energy? Is that part of your intention, I should say, that you're raising people's vibrations?
Absolutely. I love that you just said raising people's vibrations. I have to admit, I was just writing in my journal, and I was saying we have to continue raising our vibrations, because there's so many parts in this world, unfortunately, as you know, that's going on. Every day we see the news, and there is so much darkness, and I just have this sense that we've got to continue to raise our vibrations of joy and love, and, you know, darkness will always be there, but the more we can look past our fears, look past the anger, the hatred, and raise our vibrations together, that's what's going to overcome this, you know, this ease of our entire universe.
Phoebe Miller, let her raise your vibration at nomadalwaysathome.com. Meet her at Mayfest, May 27th through the 29th at Surprise Lake Camp in Cold Spring. Visit mayfestny.com and consider a trip to Costa Rica in July. I would love to clear my calendar for that. Next, Marianne Messina had a powerful healing when she was just a kid. That experience turned her into the healing professional she is today.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Do your hands need a beauty makeover? Hands have always been a sign of elegance. And even if you have a youthful facial appearance, hands don't lie. Now there is an easy solution for aging hands. Radius is the first and only FDA-approved product to correct volume loss on your hands. Radius restores beauty by filling out that hollow look to the back of your hands, leaving them looking smooth and natural. Results can be seen immediately. Lidocaine is added to the Radius, making this a virtually painless procedure. In less time than it takes for lunch, the results of Radius hand lift treatment will make your hands soft and supple again. The procedure is safe and can last up to 15 months. Call today and schedule your hand lift consultation with Dr. David Bank. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. 914-241-3003. You'll find out more at thecenterforderm.com.
Hi, Patty Holmes here with your Yoga Garden Minute. Here's a breathing meditation I've adapted from Michael Brown's book, The Presence Process. You can do it anytime to regain focus or to redirect energy. It's especially useful when feeling a little anxious or just need to calm an overactive mind. Sitting comfortably tall, make some space around your chest and your belly as you inhale, and then gently exhale without collapsing that space. Repeat, filling with your inhale and emptying without collapse on the exhale. Now we silently add the words, I am here now in this. I, as you inhale, am, exhale. Here, inhale, now, exhale. In, inhale, this, exhale. I, as you inhale, am, exhale. Here, inhale, now, exhale. In, inhale, this, exhale. Repeat up to 15 minutes, comfortably anchoring yourself in present moment awareness. This is Patty Holmes at yogagardenwp.com in White Plains, New York.
Hi, it's Casey. Dr. Marianne Messina invites you to Cortland Wellness Center for nutrition, bodywork, sports performance, and women's holistic health. Marianne explains holism.
One is that when we think about holistic, we think about it as a treatment of a whole person, of body, mind, spirit. But I challenge myself and my population of patients to think about holism as a practice, which is an action. We have to be aware of the fact that our nerve system must be clear of interference. Now, chiropractic is one way to do that. In my case, I feel like it's primary, but I'm not saying that's the only way. But we as chiropractors are trained to find those areas of the body that are blocked, that are causing interference to vital life force that create health and wellness for the body from day 21 of conception.
Okay, so when we're little babies in the womb,
right,
from day 21 on, we have energy running through our bodies, through our nervous system.
We absolutely do.
Okay.
It's rudimentary, but it's powerful.
And chiropractics can help clear blocks. If you have a block,
yes,
in your nerve system, how does that present itself?
Most people, I think, in our society, in our Western society, realize that if they have a musculoskeletal pain, they see a chiropractor. But I want to say that for myself, as I accessed chiropractic as a young teenager, I did not have a powerful experience musculoskeletally. I had an organic experience. So for me, it was all about my immune response. And I had a healing at age 15 through chiropractic.
All right, so it could express itself.
Immune response, musculoskeletal, headaches, eczema, asthma, and so on.
All right. What happened to you as a kid?
I had repetitive strep throat infections from like 14 on. My grandmother, who came from Italy, Naples, used chiropractic for wellness from the 40s up. So I was already introduced to chiropractic. So I went to a chiropractor to increase my immune response. And within about a year, I was definitely strep throat free.
Marianne!
Before that, I had been on antibiotics.
You went to a chiropractor for strep throat?
I went to a chiropractor to increase my immune response. So we don't treat the symptom or we treat the cause, I should say. And I don't even know if the word treat is really accurate. We access the body and enable it to perform at optimum.
Okay. So the way you move my spine, my neck, my hips helps energy flow smoother, and that can boost our immune system.
Absolutely, Casey.
So you knew, like, as a teenager, you got better real fast, and you said, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
I was really turned on. I mean, I was turned on because I realized that when I would go into the chiropractic office and lay on the table face down and face up, that I felt different when I left. Even as a teenager, I was already wondering, like, I was intrigued by the fact that something was changing. You know, I mean, we didn't use the word transformation in the 70s.
Right.
But that's what was happening. As I continued to study in undergraduate school, began to read some books on healing, some old books, but universal thoughts about laughter, healing, and all of these various ways we access energy, I said, I have to be a chiropractor.
Wow.
I'm going to be a chiropractor. And I realized at 15 that I could maybe do something powerful. So that's what led me into my journey.
I love this. And I love, laughter therapy makes sense to me. And I've done laughter yoga once. And after you get over the feeling of being self-conscious, something shifts in your body, your energy, you're breathing, you're getting good oxygen in, your body's moving, you know, up and down, energy is flowing, you can feel it. You know,
chemistry changes.
Your body chemistry changes. Endorphins
chemistry
are released.
Changes.
I got that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So holism is a practice.
It's a practice.
Yeah. Don't just go to the chiropractor thinking I'm going to go once or twice and everything's going to be cool.
Yes.
You got to change your life.
It matters what you put in your body. It matters what you think. It matters what you say. As one of our great teachers, Don Miguel, says, your word is impeccable in the Four Agreements.
Right.
So I factor all these things into my practice. I can see people have epiphanies and transformations over the years of practice, thousands of patients I've worked with.
Epiphanies and transformations await with Marianne Messina from Cortland Wellness, Crompon Road in Cortland Manor. Look for her big holistic community celebration in September. And finally, meet a personal trainer and nutrition coach, a Reiki master and bodybuilder, Joanne Angel Barry from Queens, who has a spiritual book to help you transform through meditation.
My mom, who passed over 5 years ago, guided me through each of these meditations.
So this is a very personal book, Healing Within Meditation, Mind, Body, and Spiritual Transformation. And you were actually meditating when these things came to you. And it's a lovely book because people can make notes and go through their own transformation as they are meditating. Can you explain to the listeners a little bit about the chakra system?
Well, the chakra system, there are 7 of them, and they're the baseline of helping the body heal and unblock any emotional or mental blocks that we hold on to from as early as childhood or even as early as a past life experience. And through meditation, we can unblock those chakras and focus on a healthier, more spiritual life. And each chakra also has a specific color that's associated with. So when one is meditating, it helps them to stay focused on either a color versus the actual chakra itself. So, for example, the crown chakra, which is right located above the head, is the color of either lavender, purple, or white. So should the reader actually, during meditation, see one of those 3 colors, it gives them an insight that they're connecting to their higher self, their spirit world, and allows them to connect to the spirit world and ask questions and then receive answers if they sit quietly enough to focus in on those answers.
Get answers in your meditation. The book is Healing Within Meditation by Joanne Angel Barry. And let me know if I can send you a copy. Email kcradio@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Wishing you a great week.
You've been listening to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of the Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. And join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.